Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 691. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is downstairs chilling on the white shag rug that is right underneath my sofa. Or, you know, right at the base of my sofa. If you will. And, I'll probably be back up here at some point. Because I'm like, you know, it's Saturday night as I'm recording. Not too long, much time. It's like 5:30-ish. And I usually clean his litter box out at about 7 and then brush him and whatnot. He likes his routines. He gets very pissed off if I don't, you know, go by schedule, shall we say. So like an hour beforehand, so like half an hour, he'll probably be up here freaking out. So, you know, check your, you know, set your timer on your phone. We'll see how that works. I've still yet to go to a Blues game this season. Light on the funds these days. We'll see. You know, I did have quite the bill for the ER and whatnot, and I need to cut back. I don't know when I'm going to get to a game. They had two home games this weekend. They had one yesterday and they had one today. As I'm recording this, hasn't happened yet, so I don't know the outcome of that game. I know they did get a point yesterday as they took it to a shootout, but failed to get a win. They should have had that win against the Flyers. That was just sad. Sad defense, man. Sad defense. That was just sad. That's all I can really say about the Blues right now. Hey, you know, they're still not that far out of the playoffs. I feel like, you know, at some point they're going to go on a run. They're going to go on a run, and things will get better. They'll get better. That's all I can really say. You know, but they had a 2-goal lead like 3 different times in last night's game. Oh, well, I'm trying to clear that from my brain. They're going to play the Vegas Knights tonight, and Shelley might be at that game. I'm not sure. He last time I messaged him, he was kind of on the fence on whether or not they would go to the game. Perhaps they are. I went with the Muffin Man earlier to Cinema One Plus, a theater here in town, to see Predator Hunting Grounds. It was all right, but I was having a rough go. I didn't have any caffeine going in there, which was a mistake. I know better than to not just have a little bit of caffeine before going into the movie theater when you got the reclining seats and what have you. And, I was fighting dozing off the entire film. My thoughts on it overall, it was okay from what I remember. Again, it would have been a much better experience had I not been just falling asleep the whole time. as far as like ranking wise compared to other Predator movies, which I should probably just pull up the IMDb on the Predator here, which I'm finally signed up for a membership on IMDb, which is kind of, I realized you could just sign in with your Amazon account. I was like, fuck it, all right, I got login information for that already, so god damn it. They finally got me. I was thinking it was Hunting Grounds, but it's Badlands, I guess. I don't know why I was thinking Hunting Grounds. But yeah, Badlands. Anyway, I mean, obviously I'm going to go with the original Predator, the 1987 film with Arnold. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. And of course, Jesse the Body Ventura with his famous line, "Ain't got time to bleed," which that didn't sound anything like Jesse the Body Ventura. And of course you got the late great Carl Weathers as Dylan, and the greatest handshake ever on film between Carl Weathers and Arnold, where it's just they're both oiled up and you get those two biceps just fucking flexing as they connect. And of course the great lines like "Get to the chopper, yes, get to the chopper," and what have you. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that's one of the best Arnold films. The Predators after that, I mean, I haven't seen, I guess, all of the Predator films. I think there's a Hulu one now that is somewhere out, I don't know that it's a movie or a series. But of course there was, just called the Predator. I would say Predator number 2 would be, I guess, the second, the best for me. There was, of course, this isn't showing all of, I'm not seeing, that's tough, though. Predator 2. Predator 2 is decent. The one with Danny Glover, of course, and Gary Busey. Here we go. More results. I was going to say, what the fuck? Why am I not seeing everything in here? Predators. That was what... Okay, Predators. That was the... I think Rodriguez directed that one, if I'm not mistaken. No, he didn't. Nimrod Antal did. I thought Rodriguez was involved with that, but I was wrong. I was wrong. But Adrian Brody is in it. And Walton Goggins. I haven't seen that movie. I found that one entertaining. I saw that one in the theater, of course. And that one, I mean, that might beat out number 2. It does give you some homage to the original, where Adrian Brody at the end is doing, covering himself in mud like Arnie did as, what was his name? His character's name was Dutch. That's right, Dutch. But I don't know. I guess either the Predators or Predator 2. I guess I'd have to go back and watch both. Neither one of those. I have not watched either one of those films in many years. So yeah, that's hard for me to, I guess, rank these as. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the original Predator with. More recently than, I guess, anything other than Predator Badlands, which, again, I don't know why I was thinking Hunting Grounds. There's something Hunting Grounds, right? It was interesting that one of the main characters in the newer film was a Predator. That was a little weird, and to have him talking throughout the thing. Elle Fanning as Thea. She was entertaining, I guess, as a cyborg, or whether or not cyborg, the, you know, whatever the alien things are considered, from, you know, the movie Alien. I'm blanking what they call her. Anyway. It's rated 7.6 stars on IMDb right now. So, but I mean, yeah, it's entertaining. It's worth a watch. It's way better than getting back to someone ranking this shit. All the Alien vs. Predator movies are trash. Those are pretty fucking bad, if you ask me. I would put it way above those. Definitely way more worth watching than that. Oh, the one on Hulu is just called Prey. It's Hulu. I was thinking, I don't know what I said originally. It was on, maybe I said Hulu. I'm not sure. It's just called Prey. I mean, it looks cool. I'll have to check that out at some point. I keep saying I'm going to cancel it, but I have the package with Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN Plus. I only got it so I can watch the rest of the Blues games. I haven't really been utilizing Hulu. But I need to start cutting back on shit. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot of pictures of the Prey on the IMDb website. It's rated 7.1 stars. So, I mean, people are finding it entertaining. Which I think Dan Trachtenberg, that's the one that directed Prey here. I want to say he was involved with the Badlands as well, if I'm not mistaken, the one that directed that. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess same director. So that's interesting. So I guess if you like one, you'll probably like the other. Same kind of feel. But yeah, that's pretty much... I don't have that. Man, there was a lot of like short films on the Predator here. There is a... Fun fact, the voice... Sort of voice for the Predator in the original films I'm pretty sure, without doing any Googling or what have you, I'm pretty sure that it would be done by one Peter Cullen, who was also the voice of Optimus Prime in Transformers, of course. Peter Cullen is quite the legend. Which he's got to be, man, I'm surprised he's still kicking. I want to say he's at least in his 80s, man. Oh, he's Canadian. Didn't know that part about him. let's check him out here. 84. Okay, he's in his mid-80s. Oh, his middle name's Claver. That's weird. Peter Claver Cullen. That's like tongue twister and then some. Born in 1941. Woo! He got born into World War II. That's where, let's see here. This is, filmography. Yeah, and filmography, I'm pretty sure, does it credit him to, yeah, it does credit him in Predator, but he did I can't do the sounds. Not like the talking stuff, or maybe he did that part too, but I know he's doing like the Predator sounds. We wouldn't have that without the great Peter Cullen, man. As quite the talent. does yeah, for Predator here on his on Wikipedia, it just says Predator, the Predator. It doesn't specify his, like, the noises. But yeah, he's fucking Optimus Prime. That voice, that is a strong voice, you know, as they did bring him back for the movies too, which, if I'm going to be honest, you know, I'm not too crazy about most of the Transformer movies, but the first one, I really enjoyed going to see that in the theater, and it was, I mean, it definitely hit the nostalgia factor and then some going to see that in the theater, and really the big part was hearing Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime on the big screen. And they didn't kill him like they did in the original animated movie, which, of course, was quite, you know, it caused quite the controversy back in the day, back in the old 1980s when they did that shit. A lot of kids left that movie theater after they killed Optimus Prime, which was their beloved leader, their Optimus. That was their champion. They killed him. And then the, you know, kids leaving the theater were their whole childhood was ruined. Their innocence were taken from them when Optimus died in front of their eyes. I don't remember my reaction. I know I saw that in the theater as a kid. I was pretty fucking young at the time. But I guess I was old enough to where it didn't bother me as much as, like, my parents weren't, I don't think, contacting Hasbro and saying, "How dare you?" Not that I can recall. Though, if I was really upset about it, I don't think I would have tried to bother with that. But I remembered enjoying the film. And I've got it on DVD. I know that. But I love the whole reasoning behind why they did it is just simply because at that point in time, the cartoons were just commercials for the toys. The toy sales were insane. Insane, the amount of money that they made off Transformers, like He-Man, and what have you. It was just all about making those mad stacks of Benjamins from plastic toys. And they killed Optimus Prime, so then they could roll out some new toys and be like, you know what? You got your Optimus Prime toy, and that's great. But you're going to love the new leader. Hot Rod. I think it was Hot Rod. It's been a minute since I've watched it. I think Hot Rod gets the, the Matrix of Leadership or whatever the fuck it is. That is inside Optimus, and they give it to, I want to say Hot Rod. At the end. But yeah, the Star Wars too. The fun fact about that is, you know, when the initial Star Wars was released, before it was called A New Hope, I forgot when they started actually calling it A New Hope. But in 1977, when that was released, it was massive. At the time, it was the biggest film of all times. You would think that they wouldn't feel the need to keep people's attention. But I guess back then, you know, you couldn't just go to like a movie rental place. They weren't, didn't exist yet. And of course, you didn't have as many options as far as television channels were concerned. And there wasn't stuff like, you know, HBO and whatnot in 1977. I don't think HBO was quite out yet. cable TV, I don't think was much. Was there cable? There might have been at that point. Point being, though, is that I guess I can somewhat understand why they'd want to keep kids to make them remember Star Wars, which, again, it was like the biggest movie of all time. I don't know why they would be like, you know what, these kids are going to forget this. We need something to spark their memory and want them to buy these toys. But the whole reason the Star Wars holiday special came out was to get kids pumped to buy the toys that were coming out, which is, you know, that is one of the funniest things in all of Star Wars history. I mean, the Ewok movies are like, those are fucking, those are like considered, you know, like those are classics, like movie classics compared to the trash that was in the Star Wars holiday special. I mean, like that stuff's like Casablanca or, you know, what have you. It's just fine art compared to just how terrible the Star Wars holiday special is, which I kind of got some vibes of that watching Predator Badlands, which I guess Predator Hunting Grounds is maybe the name of the video game. Maybe that's why I was getting confused. Anyway, I digress. The vibes that it made me think of the holiday special, because the holiday special, again, if you've never seen the Star Wars holiday special, it's probably best that you don't. But it's got its moments. It's best if you maybe find a YouTube video with it. gives you the cliff notes of it. It's like the first 15 or 20 minutes of that film, there's not like it follows Chewbacca's family, and you know, Wookiees, they don't speak English. And so all you get is arr, for, you know, the first like 15 to 20 minutes. They do make the sounds. They're speaking Wookiees. I don't know. what is the language that Wookiees speak? I'm not sure what they call that. It's bear sounds. I know that. In the original film, well, I guess all the films, they're using a baby bear. I think it was a brown bear? Was it a black bear? I'm not sure. It was a baby bear, I believe, that they used for Chewbacca's voice. So maybe you call it berries. Maybe it's just another form of jizz, you know? Because famously, the band that is playing in the cantina there in the original Star Wars A New Hope, in the cantina there, you get it. You know that band in there, which I forgot the band's name. Maybe it's just the cantina band. But George Lucas did name the type of music they played, and of course it is jizz. That is what he called it, but I guess it's before we called cum jizz. Because they've changed it. I believe they've changed it now. It is not considered jizz anymore. So maybe the Wookiee language is something along those lines. It's something scat, maybe. Is it scat? They speak scat. Or whiz. Maybe it's whiz. I don't know. That's a question for George Lucas. Or, you know, a Google question. Either way. Interesting to contemplate, I suppose. Yes, damn it, I thought I had some water with me up here, but I get... Like, I'm looking... I must have put it back in the fridge downstairs. Damn it. Oh, what a pisser. It took me, like, only 20 minutes in to really figure that one out. the vibes from the Predator Badlands was the reason, of course, why it kind of made me that feel is because you got the Predator and he's talking his stuff, but you get you do get subtitles as opposed to Star Wars special. You don't get subtitles for that. Of course, you do have Ella Fanning speaking in English to him, and he's understanding, but there's some kind of translation thing, so he understands it, which is kind of a little weird. It's a little hard for me to get past that, especially after watching the original Predator, because that's the... only thing I really consider canon is, like, the OG Predator. And I mean, the Predator, the lore to it, is quite interesting. I mean, I like the idea of it, but there's just been so few movies that have done a very good job of it. I would like to watch Prey. That does sound very, interesting to see, like, it going back in time, seeing the Predator hunting humans back in the day. But, you know, you get the aliens that, you know, are just hunters. That's what they do. They hunt. They like the most dangerous game, if you will. I feel like the look of the Predator in this one was kind of, I don't know, I feel like they could have done a better job with that. It was kind of, he looked like a burn victim. I wanted him to look more like insect-like or more like the original, I guess. Like, why you have to... it is funny to me, too, to think about, like, the history of, like, the original film. And, of course, Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to play the Predator. If I remember correctly, it's been a minute. He didn't want to do it because he didn't have lines or whatever. And they had some crazy suit originally that didn't look anything like the Predator that we see in the final film, and of course in all the following films. It's just a take on that Predator. The Predator video game, by the way, isn't bad. I haven't played it in a long time. It's been a few years, but that's pretty fun. It's kind, I mean, it's made by at least, was it Gun Media or one of the people that brought you the Friday the 13th game, not the original NES one, but the one that came out in like 2015, 2016, whatever that was. It's sort of that situation, which is cool, but it's no Friday the 13th the game. That game is fan fucking tastic, if you ask me. I have been, other than watching Predator, I have been going back, not in time, but, I guess sort of back in time, if you think about it, of watching older things. It's like you're going back in time. It's a moment of time captured for future generations. But it wasn't very far back in time. I've been watching the first... I might be on the second season already, but I'm watching The Boys over again because I'm getting ready. After watching Gen V, you know, I figured we don't have too much longer before the final season of The Boys. I would be watching Stranger Things again. But I watched the whole series not that long ago, so I feel like I've still got the memory of that pretty well captured in my head. But it's been pretty cool. I haven't watched the original, you know, the older episodes of The Boys in quite a while. So seeing Translucent explode, it's pretty classic. I didn't watch The Boys the first two seasons when it originally aired, though. So, you know, I got to binge the first couple seasons while I was getting into it because, you know, I didn't have Amazon Prime for a long time. Now I'm just fucking stuck in it because I order so much shit off Amazon. And they fucking got me. Those fucking Bezos got me. Got me locked in. Now I can't get rid of Prime because, you know, like, then I'm going to have to pay for shipping for stuff again. And there's, you know, there's stuff on Amazon Prime, the streaming service, that I do enjoy. There's a lot of good movies on there. I bought a lot of movies, which, you know, I don't need the Amazon Prime for that. I can just still watch that stuff, even if I don't pay the monthly fee for streaming shit. But, you know, there is the Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, I guess it is. And Fallout, that's coming in December. I'm looking forward to season two of that. And I feel like there's a couple other ones. That Ed Gein documentary they had on there was pretty good, where you get to hear Ed Gein speak. Just kind of freaky. Freaky deaky. I still have yet to watch all of the Ed Gein monster series on Netflix. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, as they just deviate so far from the real story of Ed Gein. I feel like it was... Might as well have just called it Norman Bates, the story of Norman Bates, not Ed Gein. Anyway, I did, of course, watch the... I mean, I've been watching all the South Park since they've been making fun of Trump, and it's been pretty funny. It's been some pretty funny shit. And this latest episode this week, pretty great. I think that... It's going to be hard for them to top the episode, though, where they do the commercial where or PSA, I guess it is, where Trump's walking out in the desert and you see his little dick. That one was just like fucking fantastic. But they're still hitting on all cylinders. Trey Parker and Matt Stone still doing, going strong after all these years, decades at this point. But this latest episode where J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, fuck, get it on, is pretty great. And it's funny that really only, I think it was like the day after, that it was Wednesday. Was that the day? I don't recall what day they released a bunch of the, was it 20 or 30,000 Epstein emails? The Jeffrey Epstein, just to be clear. That one, I don't know. I feel like a few people might know who that is. Donald Trump's best friend for a long period of time. Yeah, there's apparently... I got to find... From what I understand, this is actually an email from Jeffrey Epstein. Some of the sources I've seen quoted have actually, I mean, some legitimate stuff I don't think would make it up. But of course, there's emails where Epstein's talking about, of course, Donald Trump knew about the girls and stuff. Because this is emails that he's doing while Trump is president the first time. I mean, it's a broad timeline of when these emails happen. This is before, you know, he's president. This is like, I think probably like 15 years of emails or something. Email. Let's see here. I will find this. Let's see here. but anyway, of course, where's the, I feel like this one could, I cast some doubt on it, but there's an email saying that Trump blew Bubba is referring to, Bill Clinton, which I would think, I hope that's true. I so hope that's fucking true. Which is, to me, is just so fucking funny. That if that is true, that is just so fucking hilarious. it just makes like the history of Trump so much more funny, and like the whole you know, his first campaign to become president, and when he had the debates with Hillary, and he brought out all of the accusers of Bill Clinton out, paraded them in front of the cameras before the debate and had them sitting up front to like stare at Hillary while the debate was going on. And all in all, if he really did blow fucking Bill at that, it's fucking hilarious. And so I don't know that this is true. I haven't seen, I seen some stuff that, yeah, this came from apparently, you know, Epstein's email. I'm trying to look to see, I mean, there's, damn it, I can't find quite the email, but something along the lines of blowing Bubba. God, there's just so much stuff in the Epstein emails. And I'm not seeing reliable websites that talk about that specific one. as it is blowing up all over Twitter, you might say it's shooting all over TikTok and what have you. TikTok, X. apparently, you know, in these emails, Epstein does mention that he, you know, gave dirt to the Russians on Trump. And apparently, you know, there's rumors going out there that, you know, Putin's got video of Trump blowing Bill Clinton, which I would find just fucking, again, just fucking hilarious. I so hope that's true. Makes me wonder if he also blew Arnold Palmer, the golfer, because if you recall, during the latest campaign for the 2024 election here, it was multiple stops. There was at least one stop during the campaign where he went into great detail about how large of a cock that Arnold Palmer had. Just saying. It's weird to just bring that up during a campaign stop. just saying. A little weird, you know. Doesn't necessarily mean he blew him, but oh, here we go. This is again, I don't know about this specific email, how reliable it is, but it says there is an article on MSN.com. I don't know that this is too reliable, but it says, is Bill Clinton Bubba? Epstein email referencing Trump blowing Bubba sparks speculation. An email in the newly released Jeffrey Epstein files that references U.S. President Donald Trump blowing Bubba has drawn intense scrutiny on social media. On Wednesday, U.S. lawmakers released more than 20,000 pages of documents tied to Epstein, the convicted sex offender who died by suicide in a New York jail in 2019 while awaiting sex trafficking charges. There's a picture of Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and Melania. Maybe she's watching him blow him. Anyway, among the documents was a March 2018 email from Epstein's brother, Mark, telling Jeffrey to ask former White House strategist Steve Bannon whether Russian President Vladimir Putin has the photos of Trump blowing Bubba. The message quickly fueled speculation online about the identity of Bubba. While some users claimed it referred to former President Bill Clinton, who is often nicknamed Bubba, Mark Epstein told Newsweek that the individual was not Clinton, but declined to provide further details. The email has also included a line from Mark Epstein saying, "You and your boy Donnie can make a remake of the movie Get Hard." Wow. All right. Documents released Wednesday mentioned Trump elsewhere as well. In exchanges between Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein referred to Trump as the dog that hasn't barked. Message to author Michael Wolff. Epstein claimed Trump knew about the girls and he asked Ghislaine to stop. To stop what? Never explained. damn it. I just want to know more about the Bubba stuff. Yeah, it doesn't get any more detailed than that in this article, at least. It's just Bubba. Maybe he was the love sponge. He's the guy that was used to be best friends with Hulk Hogan. Maybe he's blowing Bubba the love sponge. Oh shit. Either way, I think that's gonna make a lot of Trump supporters just like heads explode if there's actual footage of Donald Trump blowing a guy, especially Bill Clinton. Like that would be, I mean, look, the pedophilia stuff's been out there on Trump forever. I mean, he ran a child beauty pageant or a teenage beauty pageant for a very long time, and Miss Teen USA. He used to talk about going in their dressing rooms, just hanging out back there and doing creepy shit. Openly talking about that. So, talked about wanting to fuck his daughter. It's not really a secret, but I feel like him blowing Bill Clinton, that would be gut wrenching for them. Which, look, I don't give a fuck if he actually blew a dude or not. as long as it was, consensual between the two, but that would just be fucking hilarious to me. Blowing Bill Clinton, the whole history between him and Hillary, lock her up. I blew your, to also know that there's, this backstory about him blowing her husband. Because, it's at this point, it's well documented that Bill Clinton and Donald Trump were very good friends of Jeffrey Epstein. And they were both, on the Epstein, the Lolita Express. Sounds like Trump probably or didn't make it to the island. But, there was sex trafficking outside of Little St. James. Epstein did it everywhere. Anyway. Gotta segue out of this somehow. I don't know. South Park was very entertaining, though. It was very entertaining. And it was just so funny with him fucking Vance. And then it's just like right as the time, like we get the Bubba email, the blowing Bubba. So I'm wondering the next South Park episode, are they going to bring Bill Clinton into it? Are they going to have Jeffrey? Where's the Don, man? I need my stick greased. I don't know. This could be some very, hopefully, SNL touches on that a little bit. Touches. Maybe just the tip. Maybe just get the tip. Yeah, I mean, you got to reference that a little bit. If you're going to have, would-be president, I'm assuming this happened before Donald was president, although maybe it was like, you know what? As one president, I'm gonna blow a former president. I'm gonna get. I don't know if that's better or worse, because then he's like blowing him after he just completely humiliated Bill Clinton's wife. Maybe he did it before and after. You're like, you know, Don Hill just doesn't do as good of a job of slopping my knob as you do. You could say it's the billion-dollar mouth. I don't know. That's just fantastic. I mean, that's like too good to be true. Like, that one's, as everybody online too is like keep referring to as the big beautiful bill, is in Bill Clinton, and that's why you know they got the big beautiful bill that takes away health care from the majority of Americans, and then, you know, just gives tax breaks to the majority of the 1%. Which, hell, you know what, let's here's some Reddit stuff on the Bulwark. Donald Trump and Bubba, aka Big Beautiful Bill. So stupid, we deserve some fun. Yeah. Oh, there's somebody saying Maxwell had a horse named Bubba, apparently. So that's even, I don't know, like, it seems worse to be blowing a horse. I mean, that's just kind of, how would you even go about blowing a horse? I realize, you know, some people, their job is to, like, jerk a horse off so they can, you know, like, breed the things. But putting your mouth on it, horse cock is huge. That seems challenging, shall we say. There's not, yeah, that subreddit kind of sucked. Maybe I should go. There's some pretty funny shit about that, though. here we go. Here's some stuff on X. This is a website where anything goes. It's mainly Nazi stuff, but hey. Oh, I don't want to fucking sign in. Don't make me sign in. It won't let me read all this shit. Oh, you fuckers. You sons of bitches. I don't want to have to sign in for this. You bastards. All right, I'll pull it up on my phone, I guess. Whereas, let's see, Trump, Clinton. Or just put Big Beautiful Bill. And Big Beautiful Bill. As I can't spell beautiful, apparently. I normally can. That's going to be, let's see, the latest on Big Beautiful Bill. Now, oh yeah, you get a bunch of classic memes off this. There's a lot of, there's the Brokeback Mountain with Bill Clinton as Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess, and Donald Trump as Heath Ledger. The Brokeback Mountain. That's pretty great. This one says, so is the president's signature legislation, Big Beautiful Bill, in any way reminiscent of his fondness for Bubba's saxophone? that's fan, dude. That, I mean, that even if it's not true, the fact that now they're connecting the Big Beautiful Bill to Donald Trump blowing Bill Clinton is fantastic. I mean, that is, he's never gonna live that down. This is a good meme right here. This is Daily Breaded writes, every time Clinton heard them call it a big, beautiful bill. You got Walter White saying, you're goddamn right. But it'd be more like, you're goddamn right. Yeah. And Trump slathered that big, beautiful bill. More than just the tip. Yeah, that one's not so great. There's one that says, turns out that wasn't blood on Trump's face. He just got done with Big Beautiful Bill. I guess they're referring to when he got shot. I don't know. That one was not quite so funny. And a little confusing, too. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of pictures online of Bill Clinton getting blown by Donald Trump. And it's just fantastic. It is beautiful. That is when, you know, that's the internet I love. It's just this animation. Yeah, it's just Bill getting slobbered by Donald Trump. It just says slop, slop, slop with hearts. Oh my gosh. Too good. Too good. Oh man, there's like a Got Milk one. This looks like it AI done. It says Got Bill and it's Trump and he's just getting just shellacked with what appears to be milk, but I mean, it could be just the hugest load you'd ever see. Holy fucking shit. Dang. Oh, there's a pic. I think this might actually be real. This might actually be real. This looks like maybe it's not AI or Photoshop. It looks like a picture. I can't imagine this be real, but this would be fantastic. There's a picture of what appears to be Donald Trump in, say, like the 90s with his hand on Bill Clinton's junk. They're both fully clothed, but for some reason, Trump has got his hand, one hand on Big Beautiful Bill's back and one just tapping the dick. Tapping the dick. Please tell me that's real. That is just. Okay, that one's clearly not real. I feel like these are probably, because there's another one sort of like that. Although I don't know. I don't know, man. That might be a real photo. Here's one with, that's like been photoshopped or something to that effect. That it says Bill was here and come on the side of Trump's face. It's just too good. It's just too good. I so hope that's real. I need something these days, in these days of dark days, for a little bit of humor. And to know that that would be just the history of, you know, going after the Clintons after taking office. And to know that if he blew Bill Clinton, that just warms my heart. Oh, can you imagine what that must have sounded like? Just, oh yeah, Donnie, oh yeah, you know how to do that. Yes, you do, sir. That is a lot of saliva. I love it when you spit all over it, Donnie. Like, was it like the Sylvester Stallone? The old legendary rumor that was never, I believe, acknowledged to be true by Sylvester Stallone. But as they say back in the day, that there was a film. I don't know that it was rumored that Sylvester Stallone went to his trailer after a shoot and still had his mic on, and it was being picked up outside of his trailer, of course, so the cast could hear what was going on. And he had a lady friend in there in his trailer. And as legend has it, he said, let me try to get Stallone There we go. I think that's there's I'm kind of in Stallone. So he's in there like, Luke the chef, you know, or what is it? How's it? Stroke the shaft, lick the balls, say my name.
Hey, stroke the shaft, lick my balls, say my name, huh?
I hope there was some kind of moment like that with Bill, you know? Maybe he was a big fan of Stallone. And,
stroke the shaft, Donnie. Lick my balls, say my name, say Bubba.
And if it was over at Epstein's, you know there was video or at least photos of it. I mean, this guy's got compromat on everybody. Like, this former president's fucking this guy that could be president in the future. Let's fucking get this on film. This is... Vladimir Putin could be watching that right now. Could be watching that right now. Of course, you know, he's going to be dying any minute now. And or just be ran out of Dodge. It's any moment now. It sounds like. And if that does happen, okay, let's run this scenario for a second. Okay, I mean, it seems like Vladimir Putin's on his way out. I mean, time is against him anyway. He's already, like, in his 70s. And it appears to not be in good health. He's got the hand issues like Trump does, like with some bruises on his hands. And not to mention, you know, there's already been a few coup attempts. There seems that, very few people are too happy with the way things are going with, you know, over a million dead Russians from the war in Ukraine. They're bankrupted the country and then some. But let's just, you know, if we have another Swan Lake situation, whereas in reference, of course, to when the Soviet Union collapsed, when they had their coup, on their national TV, it went to Swan Lake. They just started playing Swan Lake. It was just like, nothing to see here, just Swan Lake, the ballet, Swan Lake. If we get another Swan Lake situation... Some other oligarchs or the FSB or whomever takes control of Russia. We could, I mean, what's going to happen to the compromat? All of Putin's compromat that he's been sitting on, you know, then like, it's funny that the run up to the, in the 2016 election, it was the compromat with the, there was a Steele dossier and referencing the Golden Showers tape where, Trump is in, was in Moscow, some like hotel in Moscow and watching some hookers, peeing on each other. That would be nothing, man, if compared to a video of him blowing Bill Clinton. And you know Putin's got fucking dirt on Trump, whether it be a video of him blowing Clinton or prostitutes pissing on each other. He's got shit on him. I mean, the shit we know about Donald Trump's bad. Like, just imagine the shit that Vladimir Putin's sitting on. What happens to that stuff, you know, once Putin is ousted or just... falls out a window like all these other Russian politicians seems to do, you know? It's a real problem in Russia. I mean, both hotels I stayed at, I don't remember. The first hotel, I guess, it's called the Art. I don't remember the name of it. There was a balcony I could get out onto-ish. It was dangerous. I didn't die. But again, I'm not a politician. Nor do I strive to be one. So thankfully I didn't fall out it. So I didn't notice any differences as opposed to windows here. I don't hear about as many people falling out windows. Though when I was in Chicago with my buddies Trebejo and my buddy Todd, we of course one occasion stayed at Hotel Wacker on the I think it was the 10th floor, the 10th story. And they had the suicide windows. I mean, there were massive windows opened up, no screen, nothing, no railing, nothing to prevent you from just jumping right out. Maybe they thought the wind was enough to like keep you in, just blow you right back in. It'll blow you. just like old Donnie will. If you're a president. That's just too good. But yeah, those windows in Russia, I mean, I imagine, you know, Putin's probably got to make sure that, like, any place he lives in, there's no fucking windows. Or at least they're all, you know, they're non-openable. They're just a pane of glass, like a really thick pane of glass. Probably bulletproof, because you don't want assassins. Kind of an unlikable guy. There might be at least, you know, 30,000, 300,000, you know, a couple million people. I would at least think a couple million people that want him dead at this point. I mean, everybody in Ukraine, which initially in Ukraine before the war, was it like 40 million or was it 60? I don't remember what the population was. It's nowhere near the size of Russia. That's like 125 million-ish or something. I could get, my numbers are probably not anywhere near correct. But that sounds somewhat right in my head. Either way, there's, at this point, I mean, fuck, there's probably like hundreds of millions of people that would love to see Vladimir Putin dead. Though the numbers of people that would actually do anything, probably a lot less. Probably somewhere in the thousands, like maybe 100,000. You got to figure that it's a good percentage people that you make sure you don't have windows nearby. Yeah, it was funny to hear that Putin had a conversation with Xi Jinping that was translated, and apparently they were talking about that soon you'll be able to basically live forever, and that they're having two old guys talking about having to cling on to power forever, basically, but they were talking about getting all of their organs transplanted. Basically like the MedBeds conspiracy, where they just... you go into a thing and it just 3D prints you new stuff. There you go. Which is complete false. It's not true. You can't do that. It'd be awesome. And, of course, if it was true, if they could do that, it would cost you millions of dollars to do. No normal person would be able to afford to do that. which I would love to be able to just fix all my shit. I'm falling apart. I'm getting old. Things are not working the way they used to. It's crazy to me to, you know, it bothered me when I was at the age of retirement for, you know, professional athletes. You don't see 44-year-old professional athletes of pretty much any sport, except for maybe golf. but like baseball, you know, you might have a couple that sneak through. You can be like a whatchamacallit batter. I'm blanking. But there's, you know, certain positions where you don't move as much. First base, like you don't have to run quite as much and whatnot. There's designated hitter. That's what I was looking for. Designated hitter. You can just do that where you can just hit. And as long as you can, you know, lock the pretty far, you don't, if you knock it out of the park, you don't have to really run that hard. There's things you can do. But you definitely would see a whole lot of hockey players. I mean, there's been a few that went into their 40s, like Gordie Howe. I know Mario Lemieux came back a couple of times, and he fucking came back after cancer, massive back surgery. I think he might have been playing into his 40s. Gordie Howe was like fucking 50 or something when he retired, but that just doesn't happen. Either way, when I got to that age where like I'm watching professional sports, I'm like, these guys are like children compared to me. And I'm doing a physical job that's possibly way worse than what they're doing, because I'm doing it day in, day out. I may not be getting like hit by somebody like running at me full speed, but I'm doing just the insane amount of lifting is just, it creates some problems. But thankfully there could be contact. If there is physical contact with heavy contact, it means an accident happened. That it is dangerous what I do, but either way, it does make me feel old. And looking at movies like Cocoon, which has the great, late great, I believe, Wilford Brimley, Cocoon came out in 1985. I think I did the math on this earlier because I was talking about To Muffin Man. It's like it follows all these old people. Okay, like this is a synopsis for it on IMDb. So plot for Cocoon. When a group of trespassing seniors swim in a pool containing alien cocoons, they find themselves energized with youthful vigor. And, seniors. They're saying seniors sneak into there. And I guess they all look old as shit going in there, you know? And one of them, of course, is played by one Wilford Brimley. Which, if you know, if you're a Fox News fan, you would have seen him in diabetes commercials. Well, I guess he did another stuff, but it was a lot on the old Fox News. But he passed away in 2020. The late great Wilford Brimley, known for diabetes. he at the time of shooting Cocoon was all of like 50 years old. So he's just a couple years older than I am, but he looked old as shit. And it's like, oh man, I think I look younger than Wilford Brimley is what I'm getting at, which I am younger than he was when he filmed that, but only by like 6 years. my body's feeling it though. I may not look the part, but my body's feeling old. Maybe I need to find a pool filled with alien cocoons so I can get all slathered up in it and get all youth. I almost said euthanized. That means being murdered. No, I don't want to get killed. De-aged. That's what I'm looking for. my luck, though, if I found a pool of alien cocoons, I would get euthanized because it would probably be full of facehuggers, like the eggs with the facehuggers. That's the cocoons I'm really going to find. Let's be real. They're going to spit acid on me. Well, I mean, the facehuggers are going to impregnate me, and then I'm going to, I guess, get a alien to pop out of my stomach. And hopefully it'll do like a little dance like it did in Spaceballs. Crazy to me that they're making a sequel now, which they better hurry up because fucking Mel Brooks is fucking old. I love Mel Brooks. Also served in World War II. Fun fact. The guy's old. He's like 100. like they should probably get that out there soon because, yeah, he's old. Love me some Mel Brooks, though. Love me Mel Brooks. And I haven't heard an interview with him for a while, but it seems like he's still with it, you know? That's the more impressive thing I find. If you make it to, you know, those triple numbers, triple digits, if you still have a brain that somewhat works, man, that's impressive. Because brain rot seems to come for us all. It's already coming for me. My brain's not quite as good as it used to be. I'm not shitting myself in a diaper and not knowing who any of my friends' names are, but, you know, either way, I tend to forget shit like designated hitter a little bit ago. It's brain rot's a real thing, man. It's a real thing. And it's impressive when somebody like Mel Brooks comes along and it's just like seems to defy that. That's really all I've got. Watch out for the brain rot. Don't know what you can really do to prevent it. Maybe find a bed. No, don't do that because they'll just take all your money and do nothing for you.
That's it. That's all I've got. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.